look. It's our friend Bill Lineker. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, good morning, Danny. Hello, Israel.
And how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, thank you. How about you?
Man, you talk about a beautiful morning. Have you been out there? You've been paddling.
I went paddling this morning, and I'm telling you, if you guys don't know, I mean, this is the time of the year you ought to be getting up early, because it is beautiful out there early in the morning. It's comfortable. The weather's comfortable. It's not hot yet. You know, it was gorgeous this morning.
Lots of dolphins out these days. Oh, man, they are everywhere.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
beautiful.
Coming in to cool down, because the outside water there is hot.
Hey, now, are you finding you seeing a lot of people from other places out there paddling?
Yeah, you know, we have the Lilio Kalani race coming up this weekend. And that brings a lot of people from all over the world. This morning, I was out with a group from London.
Really?
Yeah, a group of London.
Talk about different.
You know, and these folks come out to compete in the Lilio Kalani, and they're all racing out there. You know, we got wreck paddling in the morning, and it's not really geared to be hardcore go for
right, right.
Like that. But, man, these folks, I had a hard time keeping up with the pace.
Well, they got to be. I mean, where they're paddling in trains got to be freezing compared to here.
Yeah, compared to here, yeah. Nothing like it. You know, we sit there. On my particular boat, there's six of us on the boat. And in my particular boat this morning, there's only two of us that are from here. And when we stop for one of our breaks like that, too, the two of us said, just look at where we live. Wow.
Yeah.
Every day we go out and it's like this. This is wonderful.
It is going to be quite a weekend.
Yes.
It is going to be
big
quite
time,
a weekend.
Big time, you guys. This is the Lilio Kalani Canoe Race. It's like the big event of the year. This is sort of like, it's like the Iron Man. You know?
Yeah.
It's like it's a big event.
So what are we talking about today?
Okay, well, we're talking about the Old Folks Shuffle.
Oh, okay. So walking.
You know, we talked about that last week. And so what I want to do now is I want to start breaking it down. I'm doing this to all my students in my various classes, my senior classes also, is getting us away from doing the old folks shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where you take the short steps and you're shuffling along and you're looking down at your feet. So we're going to kind of change that. You know, I was practicing that on the way over here. And I've been doing that more like in my morning walk, thinking about what I'm doing. We want to break this down, and we're going to start off with probably the most important aspect of the walking technique, that's lifting your knees.
And
when you walk, lift your knee. Bring your foot up off the ground as if you're stepping over something. Because if you're not, if you're shuffling along, you hear your foot scraping, you're kicking little stones. If you're out there on the road like that, you're kicking little stones. And every once in a while, you go to kick one of those little stones under your foot, and it's big stone, and it's way down there. And you wind up stumbling. You actually risk falling more easily when you shuffle. When you shuffle along.
Yeah, and I would think that if you're not used to lifting up your knees and taking steps like that, it's harder to catch yourself, too, if you start to fall.
Absolutely. And think about going up a curb or up a step, taking a step. Sometimes you don't quite go high enough, and there you go. You're going to stumble again, go down. So we want to start practicing. So what I'm suggesting to everybody down there, if you're guilty of this, if you're doing the old folks shuffle, we want to start thinking about this one aspect to begin with. Lift up your knees when you walk. Even if you're still taking short steps, that's fine, but lift up your knees so your foot clears the ground. Think about this. If you're going out for your walk, or you're at the store, wherever you're doing for a period of time you're walking, think about doing this until it becomes more of a habit. I was noticing this morning as I walked over here, you know, thinking about doing, this is a habit for me now.
You know, I've
had my arthritis on my knees, and it really took the wind out of my sails and slowed me down. I started doing some of these things. Well, now I'm back on track again, too, and I'm lifting my knees when I walk. And as a result, I don't have any fear of falling or stumbling over anything.
Right.
And I can look at the scenery.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And that's, like you said, the thing that people do is, when they do have that fear, they're always looking down at their feet, which is the worst thing you can do.
Oh, the worst thing.
It's like, have you ever ridden a bicycle and look straight down, you fall over.
I can't do it.
You can't balance.
Can't do it.
You just fall over. You got to look ahead.
You got to look ahead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Same way when you're walking, too, but if we don't think about that. And so if you're looking down at your feet like that and something grabs your attention and you look over there and you're dragging your feet, you're going to stumble.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's think about this one. So everybody out there, think about when you do some walking, when you're at the store, when you're doing a period of time, you're doing the walk, think about lifting your knees. Think about this, think about this, think about this. Let's make this become part of your habit, and then we'll cover the next aspect next week.
All right. Hey, well, good luck out there this weekend.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
It's going to be great.
And keep up the walking.
I'll keep up the walking.
All right, thanks, Bill. Aloha.
Thank you, Danny.